Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Our storyteller today is Andres Rodriguez.
I'm from Spain, Italian mother, Spanish father. So in 2004, I was working for a cruise line, and I was working there for 21 years. And this was the dream job as a high-ranking officer. I was the food and beverage manager, a four-stripe officer. And several times, my wife at the time says, you need to get off the ship, you get out of the ship. But I did not, because I have such a great job that I did not. So one morning, she came to pick me up on the ship in Miami, and she had that face, looked like she'd been crying for several weeks. So she, I said, what's going on? Did somebody die? She said, we need to talk. So we get into the car, and she told me that she won a divorce. So I say, but why? Just because you never get off the ship and I cannot be alone anymore. So I got off the ship, and at the time we used to have a home in Hollywood, and we start looking for a different house so we can have a family and trying to hold on to our marriage. So we bought a home in Boca Raton, and I started looking for another business to do. So we hire a realtor, and we look every different scenarios where to start a business. So a couple of friends of mine from there, they have a business going on in Colorado. They call me and say, Andres, why you don't come over? We have something going on, and start doing very well. So I went to Colorado. Actually, we both went to Colorado, and we went there. We looked what they were doing, and they were doing these terrific coffee shops with roasters going on. So we say, well, this is look really good. Let's start in something in Florida. So we flew back to Florida, and we start looking with our realtor to find something that we can start. And so finally came to this beautiful place among many others. So we built this fantastic coffee shop, and we opened it, and we were all excited, and we named it, like the other ones, Gizzy's Coffee in Delray Beach. And it was a dream come true, because I will never expect that I will do something so extraordinary like I did. It was very, very difficult, because I spent half of my life on the cruise ship, and the cruise ships, everything is done for you. You just have to follow all the guidelines. When you get off the ships, you don't really know the people. You don't really know the language. You don't really know, because the people you always met on the ships, they're always on vacation. They're always tourists. They're having a good time. Then you have to deal with reality, and you the employees that you find, for example, on land is completely different than what you find on the ship, because on the ships are kind of military type, so everybody follows. Nobody here, you don't really rely on people that much, especially employees. So if there has been any challenge on this business, there has been employees. Here and there you find somebody really good, but 80% of them, you cannot really rely 100% on them. My wife and I, we were together for after I got off the ship in 2004. We opened Gizzy's Coffee in 2005, and we were together for another 4 years, but we still got divorced. But the coffee shop is done, and 13 years later, and today I'm very glad that I did the switch, because eventually I cannot be on the ship forever. So today, yes. After I got divorced 8 years ago, I did not. I did not at the time. So I make a wrong decision by getting off the ships when the marriage was not going to last anyway. But then again, If I did not get officiated and I still got divorced at the time, probably I would regret it for the rest of my life. Gypsy's Coffee is still going on, and it has been one of my treasure in life.
Andreas Rodriguez with a story about the beginning of a new business.
And an attempt to save a marriage and so much more.
It's so sad. Business is business, but marriage seems like it's much more personal.
One way to look at this story, I think, is that there's the water life and there's the land life. And the water life, he's an officer, much decorated officer, and people are always on vacation and relationships are fleeting. And although he has a lot of responsibilities in his job, he doesn't have personal responsibilities. Everything's done for you. And then he gets onto land and he's got a wife who's crying. And he's got real-world problems. Then he goes back on the water, and everything's nice again. No wonder he didn't want to quit the cruise line.
He calls quitting the cruise line going back to reality.
Exactly. So here he is. He makes that sacrifice. I mean, this story is interesting on so many levels. He makes that sacrifice for his marriage, and it doesn't save the marriage. But what it did do in the long term was save Andres, because he came to realize that this was a fantastic move for him and that ultimately he would have had to do this anyway. Better doing it while he's still relatively young than later on in his life. So he didn't save the marriage, but he saved, if you could say, he saved his future.
I did think it was interesting that being on the ship and starting a business on land, even though he was a food manager on ship, he had to start all over starting his land business.
Yeah, I think it was very interesting that it was a whole different world. And so many people work in these industries where they're away from home for a long time. But even people who are flight attendants or pilots, they may be away from home, but they're not in the air that whole time, right? They're on land, but they're in another country. But theoretically, they're dealing with some of the realities of another country. Maybe they're not dealing with their mortgages, but they're certainly dealing with money, and they're dealing with maybe traffic or whatever. But in a cruise line, you are in vacation world. I mean, it's not quite living at Disney World. I'm not going to say that, but it is certainly a very different life.
It was sad that he got divorced, but it's really good that he found his calling in running a coffee house.
Exactly right. And I would suggest that one of the things that makes the story so great is the way that it overturns expectations, right? I mean, we often say that a story should have a problem and a solution. And this story has a problem, and the solution, his marriage is in trouble because he won't leave his job. So he leaves his job, and you expect that they live happily ever after. And the fact that the solution that came from the problem wasn't the same, but then the problem wasn't what we had expected either. So we'd expected the problem was the marriage and the solution was the cafe. Instead, we find out that the solution was the cafe, maybe, but the problem was actually the fact that he would have to retire and leave the cruise ship anyway. So he solved that problem. He didn't solve his marriage problem, but he solved the problem of what to do with his future after he needed to leave the cruise business. So it really does, in that way, the story really does overturn expectations in a very interesting way, sort of ironic and interesting way.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. I understand you're hosting a new series of Story Slams.
There is a Story Slam coming up the second Sunday of August and the second Sunday of every month. This next one, August 12th, 5 to 7 p.m. in Boca at the Robot Brewing Company, the address 2621 North Federal Highway in Boca.
If our listeners have a story they'd like to share on the Public Storyteller, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories. Go to wlrn.org, click radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.